The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Conor Pope joins us in studio. Big week for you.
It is.
With the budget.
Oh, yeah. It's like Christmas. It's like a really miserable Christmas. No, it is. The budget traditionally I started working in the Irish Times website in 1996, so it's a long time. And almost since the very beginning, the budget has been our really big day because there's always been a huge level of interest in it. And it's funny because you've seen the real roller coaster that the entire nation has been on, and you see it through the prism of the budget. Because back in the Bertie Ahern boom times, you know, people would be logging onto our website and we did kind of this budget calculator, and it would tell people in real time how much they'd be better off.
Yes, and it was like
people loved it because they were like, oh look, I'm going to be 700 quid better off this year, or I'm going to be 40 quid a month better off, or whatever it might be. And then of course the crash happened and people were logging on with great trepidation just to see how badly they were going to be worse off as a result of the budget, the swinging cuts in various budgets.
So neutral tomorrow probably.
I think that's funnily enough what most people want, because there's an awful lot of really, really uncertain times ahead. We don't need to talk about Brexit, but I mean, Brexit could be a complete nightmare for the economy, and it could, and then you have very strange things happening in the United States, both economically and politically, and then you have strange things happening on continental Europe and Germany. So this is not the time for the government to be giving 20 euros to everybody, because like, it's not going to make any difference, those tiny little tweaks and taxes.
Yeah.
So
I could buy them a few votes, you know, but anyway.
And to be honest, I think,
dare I say it, that politics in Ireland has matured a little bit more than that, has it, in the last few years?
Well, fingers crossed. I think nobody would thank them if they had some class of 1977 Fianna Fáil giveaway budget that sent the country spiralling into even worse economic crisis than we experienced last time out. Because I think the weird thing is, I think in 2007, 2008, I think a lot of people had forgotten what recession was, because we'd had this unprecedented boom that lasted from, not for everybody obviously, but for a lot of people, it lasted from the late 80s until 2008. Yeah. And people forgot that when things got bad, they could get really, really bad.
Yeah,
people haven't forgotten that now. Yeah, and people want, you know, steady as she goes, insofar as possible.
Stability.
Absolutely.
Right, we'll read this, we'll do a commercial break, and then you can give us the answer. Dear Conor, I bought an Adidas tracksuit bottoms on the 14th of September. This morning I put them on to find that the band of the joggers was not sitting properly and appeared to be faulty. I still have receipt and tag, so I called to the shop. I was told all they could do was send it back to Adidas and get it checked. I was hoping for a replacement. They said they could only send the pants to Adidas and see what they would say. They also said that because the tags were not attached, they could not refund. According to their policy, swing tags must be attached to garment. I proceeded to tell them that the tags came off, but was told again they had to be attached. I have two queries. Am I entitled to exchange or refund without pants having to be assessed by Adidas? And are the shop entitled to have a policy stating the swing tags have to be attached?
Well, it's not just pants.
Hey!
Yeah, I've been waiting all day to say that, Ray, so I'm glad you responded appropriately.
And we'll get an answer to both those questions from Conor after this.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, Adidas tracksuit bottoms board, 14th of September. The band of the joggers not sitting properly. Receipt and tags still okay. Brought them to the shop. Question is, am I entitled to an exchange or refund without pants having to be assessed by Adidas, which the shop said? And are the shop entitled to have policy stating that swing tags have to be attached?
Okay. Well, this is fairly straightforward, and I get queries like this almost every week. Sometimes I get them several times a week, not necessarily to do with Adidas tracksuit pants, but like similar types of queries. And the reality is, we have rights sometimes that we don't know we have, and then sometimes we think we have rights that we don't actually have at all. Okay. Now, there's a couple of things here. If this was me, and the band wasn't sitting right, and they were a pair of tracksuit bottoms, I'd probably just wear them.
Okay.
An awful lot of the time, in my own life, I would choose the path of least resistance.
That's not helpful for our listeners.
And the idea
Conor, thanks for sharing that with us.
The idea that I'd go back to the shop and get involved in a big row, it's just like, it'd be so tiresome. But the thing is, a lot of the time people go into the shop and they're all fired up because they think they have rights that they don't have. Now, the reality is, the retailer in this instance is doing exactly what the retailer should do.
All right.
Because if there's a problem with the product, the guy who works in the shop isn't technically qualified to establish what the cause of that problem is. So they can't really look at it and say, oh yeah, the band on the tracksuit bottoms aren't sitting right, we're going to have to, we'll give you a refund or a replacement or whatever it might be. So they do have to send them off to Adidas, and only the people in Adidas will have the technical skills to establish what the cause of the problem is.
But
so
I thought the contract was between the customer and the retailer, not the customer and the producer.
So the contract is between the retailer and the person who bought the tracksuit bottoms. But in these circumstances, the retailer has three things they can offer you. You have a right to a refund, repair, or replacement.
Yes.
Now, in this instance, what they've done is they've sent it off to the retailer has sent it off to the manufacturer to establish what the problem is. The manufacturer will probably say, this product is beyond repair, replace it. But they'll have gone through the appropriate channels. Generally speaking, they don't offer a refund in any circumstances. Sometimes they'll offer a replacement. Right. But they're not under any legal obligation to offer you either a replacement or a refund before trying to offer you a repair first.
Okay.
Now, I can't imagine how much these tracksuit bottoms would have cost. If I'd been the retailer in question, I would have said, let's just give this person another pair, because that's, again, the path of least resistance. Now, in terms of the tags, there is no circumstance in which this person is legally entitled to a refund, right? So if the retailer has terms and conditions that say, we will only give you a refund if the tags are attached to the product, they can do that, because you're not legally entitled to the refund in any event.
Right.
So that could be an individual store-by-store policy. So because they don't legally have to give you the refund, they can impose all sorts of terms and conditions on how you would get that refund.
Right.
So I have seen retailers in the past where they say, oh no, I bought a coat not long ago and I took off the tag because it was raining, walked out of the shop and I said, oh, by the way, if it's not right, can I bring it back? And he said, no, you've taken the tags off now. And I was kind of going,
now, here's the thing, right? They obviously have machines that can replace the tags onto garments. I would imagine they do.
Absolutely.
The reason they're saying that is because if you wanted to wear it and then return it, you would remove the tags, because you don't want the tag dangling off when you're wearing it out to your friends. So that's why it's there.
Exactly. So it there's an element, like, even though this person is saying that I've never worn them, the tags just fell off them.
Yes.
You know, the store has a policy in place where they say, right, the tags have to be on them.
And
otherwise,
I believe increasingly people are doing that.
Apparently it's a thing that you'd buy a fancy frock.
Yes.
You wear it to a fancy do, then you bring it back and say, oh no, it doesn't work, can I get an exchange or a refund? And you'll get your money back. So you can't go to your fancy do if there's a big price tag on it. So as a result, that's one of the reasons why retailers have that rule in place. And they are allowed to do that because they're not under any obligation to give you a refund or an exchange unless there's something wrong with the product. And if there is something wrong with the product, one of the first things they'll do is send it off to the manufacturer to be assessed. And
that's what they've done.
So the retailer isn't doing anything wrong. It's frustrating for the listener, but you just have to accept that these are the rules, and they're long established rules. And as I say, sometimes you think you have rights that you don't have. Sometimes you think you have. Sometimes you don't.
Theater,
exactly.
The and on this occasion, it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
Conor, thanks very much. Pricewatch@rte.ie. Pricewatch@rte.ie. If you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues, we're a bit late. Apologies, but an ishtosh in the free skeleton and oak till a mora breed ni coolon.